This week, HBO debuted a nightly news program. It's called Vice News Tonight, and it's a newscast that bucks the format of traditional nightly news. Here's a clip from last night's episode, which took viewers to the front lines of the conflict in Ukraine.
That's what the ceasefire sounds like here in Ukraine. Daily shelling, gunfire. One's just come right over our head and landed over there. The separatists are shelling from the distance. They're about 30 metres away. To be honest, this has just become a slow but constant battle.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Well, we're obviously in the show's first week, but what are your initial thoughts?
Well, this show is kind of interesting because it's HBO's, as near as I can tell, it's HBO's first foray into a daily news show. And you sort of wonder what the purpose of it is. It's not a traditional newscast in the sense that it doesn't run down the day's headlines and tell you what everybody thinks it defines as news in that day. It's more like a news magazine show that airs every night. I would call it a nightline for millennials in an interesting way. But what that ends up doing is, like, they've had a couple of big interviews. They had John Boehner, former House Speaker, and they had conservative media icon Glenn Beck. And in both of those interviews, they didn't produce any news. They weren't particularly incisive. It was almost as if they were so thrilled that they actually had access to them that they didn't really ask them any real substantive questions, and they weren't that connected to the day's news, even though the one with Glenn Beck featured the reporter watching the last presidential debate with him in his home. But they do have some interesting stories that are talking about things that, you know, other news shows are not, including they had an interesting story about the ground game of Clinton and Trump in Florida, how they're each going to try to go about motivating voters. Something I hadn't seen before, and a look at how the patent fight between Samsung and Apple over smartphones might redefine patent law, which I also thought was kind of interesting and something I hadn't seen on television before. But I still don't think they quite know what they are yet, and too much of what I've seen, it doesn't seem relevant to the day's news, which I think a daily news show has to try to do.
Well, in addition to the substance, there are also stylistic differences here. There's no host of this show, and they use animation and stop motion visuals.
Yeah, I mean, this is the part of this show that I think is really great. You know, normally you have the voice of God anchor who kind of introduces, you know, every story. Certainly Nightline has that. They've dispensed with that. You get sort of a voiceover. You don't see really who's delivering it. They have a lot of cool, flashy-looking graphics that come in. In that story about the ground game for Clinton and Trump, when they described how Clinton's ground forces, her foot soldiers, would get data on voters and send it back to Clinton's HQ, they used an animation to sort of show, you know, pieces of paper going to one office and then going off to the home office. And it was a way of sort of visualizing what was going on. They also had stop motion animation taking apart a smartphone to show you the parts of the Samsung smartphone that Apple and Samsung are fighting over in their patent fight. And it just helped you very quickly understand a complex story. So the look of it, I think, is very well crafted and serves their brand. But I still think they haven't yet come up with a substantive news program to build around it.
And let's talk about where they fit in on HBO. That network also has Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Let's listen to a clip of that. Here he is talking about Trump supporters and the now infamous tape from Donald Trump.
And all of you still thought he should be president. So the only way that you get to be shocked and outraged now is if you were cryogenically frozen until Friday afternoon, and that Access Hollywood tape was the first thing you saw upon being reanimated. Anything less than that, and this is on you too.
And then this is a clip from their show, long-running show, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Donald Trump and Mike Pence are making sexual assault great again. And this is a week where only just a few days ago, Donald Trump out on the stump accused Hillary Clinton with no evidence of cheating on Bill. Donald Trump, the only person he's ever been able to stay loyal to is Vladimir Putin.
Now, Eric, both of those shows that we just played clips from have a liberal bent to them. Does Vice fit into that as well? And is that a problem if HBO wants to be seen as a news source?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the first two big interviews that Vice had were with conservative figures, Glenn Beck and John Boehner. But certainly they pursue the social justice imperative in journalism. They want to be the voice of the voiceless. They want to stand up for the little guy. And sometimes that can feel like liberalism to some consumers. I think HBO is pretty safe with a show like Vice that has certainly featured conservatives in its reporting in a way that allows them to express their point of view fully and also yet try to cover things as a news outlet would.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.